USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 200,000 people in seven states are starting to wake up in the dark. Tennessee has the most outages at more than 45,000 homes after a storm left a trail of damage. Alabama was hit by a tornado last night, and there's still a chance of more throughout the day. Power outages are still being felt in Kentucky, Ohio, Mississippi, Indiana, and Michigan. And on the eastern seaboard, from Florida to New York, you could see some tornadoes throughout the day. As the Hunter Biden laptop is revealing, Communist China has paid the Bidens tens of millions of dollars. Many in America are wondering for what would warrant such a large amount of money. Disputing President Biden's claim of ignorance on his son's business dealings, former partner Tony Bobulinski warned America before the 2020 general election that was censored by mainstream media.
I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
President Obama's new library has gotten over a construction hurdle.
A judge has tossed out an attempt to block construction of the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago's historic Jackson Park over concerns it would adversely impact the environment. A nonprofit group called Protect Our Parks led the lawsuit filed against the city of Chicago, the Obama Foundation, and other organizations and individuals last year. They said the environmental study linked to the project was flawed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The worldwide seafood industry is bracing for price hikes, supply disruptions, and potential job losses as new rounds of economic sanctions on Russia make cod and crab harder to come by. The latest round of sanctions attempts to punish Russia for the invasion of Ukraine and includes bans on imports of seafood, alcohol, and diamonds. The United States is also removing most favored nation status from Russia. Nations around the world are taking similar steps. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz is running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. He was on Newsmax overnight and says the Democrat Party's Green New Deal agenda is a hoax, a fraud, and cannot be done in the timeline that's described.
It's not. This energy summit that we hosted today actually allowed us to dispel some of the false narratives, which, just like COVID, created a scenario that conned America into believing mandates might make a difference. And you know what happened with that. The Green New Deal is a hoax. It's a fraud. It can't be done the timeline that's been described. What we can do is rely on natural gas right here from under our feet in Pennsylvania. And the Energy Summit today highlighted exactly why we're being tricked. We learned about the fact there's actually Russian misinformation that's allowed some of these false narratives to prosper because they're funding and both in Europe and in this country. We learned that many times we've got financial sectors, we've got media, and we've got government now with Biden's leadership working together to create a storyline around energy that doesn't respect what really needs to happen.
The World's Fair in Dubai, a tech-saturated event with talking robots and solar canopies, sought to be the future. The gathering has now come to an end. The pandemic-delayed Expo 2020 in the United Arab Emirates closed Thursday after 8 years of anticipation, over $7 billion in investment, 240 million hours of labor, and 6 months of festivities. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.